The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Yasilovsky, Dayan, Beis Havad, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida daf nun gimel. Shulchan Aruch nirdesim kuf tzadik sif aleph. Dinik somim briggs. The chacham goes while a kesem shimtze begufo ya begodo shitmeo. And when I feel built in the Torah, tzricha hefsek teiro. The halacha is gepasket in Shulchan Aruch, tzricha hefsek teiro, she tivdek atzmo vitimtze tohiro. In order to become Torah from Tumas Kesem, she first has to be herself and find herself Torah. And after she checks herself, she finds herself Torah, which we call Hefsek Torah. Then she has to afterwards count 7 days Nekim, Chutz Miyem HaMetziyah, besides for the day that she found the Kesem and she was Pesach B'Tayra. And then the Ramah adds in, Kilu Ra'as Avadeh Kamei Shizmor L'Kamon Tzimikov Tzadek Vav, that also with Machmir that she has to wait 5 and 7 days. In other words, if a lady becomes Tomei because she saw Kesem, the halacha is, it's exactly like a Royedam, which we choshesh, Avatzchumen de Rab Zeira, that she needs Shiva Nekim. What's the makar for this halacha? Bira Agor brings Nun gimel on a base. It's also the Baragoyla talks, Kach kosa v'rava magi perk tes milchis tzurabir, Shadas Ramban v'arash v'lefarash kein ho de poshat rabasi de rabzeire de ksom tzrichim hefsek tayr. We look at our Gemara, and our Gemara had the shayla. Ksom tzrichim hefsek tayr oiloi, and the Gemara at the end comes out, yes, agav shitfo yasoili, and it seems like a simple Gemara. Now the truth of the matter is, that if we look in our Gemara in Rashi, in Tosfos, in the Rambam, in the Ravid, we see many other Pirushim in this Gemara, and none of them lead us to the conclusion of this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In the words of the Meiri, is a bilbul Pirushim over here. And it's amazingly hard to figure out exactly all the different mahalchim. I would like to try to be mesader it, the 4 Purushim of the Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, and the Ravid. On top of that, the Pshat of the Rashba. And maybe we could say another Mahalach, which reads the Gemara, maybe simply, Mezes Hashem Yisbarach. The Gemara's Shaila, Ksom Tzrichim Hefsek Tayr, Rashi learns, the question is, B'Shvi Litvo Be'erev, Tzrichim Livdek Bin Hashmoshes Lafzik B'Tayr Eloi. The question is, before we decided that Kesem has a Din of Chumra de Rab Zeira, or maybe Rashi doesn't hold like that at this point. The question is, does she have to be boidik b'chalal before she goes in the mikvah on the 7th day, or she doesn't? In other words, no halacha b'chalal being choshesh 7 days of nekiim, just like a nida, and she has 7 days from the time of she sees, automatically a 7th day is time for tefillah, but the nida has to be b'resh moshes efrishim, she doesn't check before she goes to the mikveh, if she'll become tummy afterwards, will be machzikur tmeya from then. So therefore, she has to check before she's toivel. But that's the shaila. And then the Gemara brings the raya to this question was, the Gemara said before, toila kisma b'riyasam eis le'eis divi Rebbe. The Rebbe said that if Isha sees a kesem within 24 hours of the Riyah, she could consider, for we have to see the Rishonim before in the Gemara, what the Negei, which halacha is. But the Gemara says she could be toila, she could consider the Kesem as a part of the Riyah that happened later. And Rish Lakish says, v'hu shabatka, this only that halacha of Rebbe that she could consider the Kesem as a beginning of the Riyah, which happened later, is only if she was boidik. It's not clear when she was boidik, but Rish Lakish says it's only true if she's boidik. And Rabbi Yochanan says, afal pi shalei bodke. And Amalei Mechlal, the Ksom Tzrichim Hefsek Tayr, Rashi explains this to mean that if she's Boidik, when 7 days after the Riyas HaKesem, which it means that she's being considered, that she's seeing from the time of the Kesem, then she could be Toila Kisma Biryasa. But if not, then she's going to have to be count from the time of the Riyah itself. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, but Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that generally an Isha who sees a Kesem is boidik 7 days later. Now Rashi is a shtickle pella. All the Rishonim ask, how could it be that an Isha who sees a Kesem should count 7 days from the time of the Kesem, even if she saw a Riyah later? The whole Tumas Ksomim is only a Chashash Mil Rabbonon, even if she wasn't Margish. Maybe she was Margish Lavadayte, but nobody says that it's the Tumah D'Oraisa started at this point. So therefore, to say that she's able to be Tevel 7 days from here, even though she saw the next day, is a Kuli Yisayr. And furthermore, the Svarah that Rashi says in Rish Lakish, that because she decided not to count from the time of the Kesem, is Galia Daita, that she was not, that Yom Riyasa Nakta, and therefore she can't be told in the Kesem, that's also among the Pella, why is it totally in her Gili Das? Now there is a shot that the first question at least, that the Tosfos HaRosh brings from the Rabbeinu Meir to understand Rashi, which Dafka does make a big nafkamina la aloche, would make a nafkamina, but I don't think we would pass it like this. He says, the pshat in Rashi is, because she's talking Dafka in a case where she saw the kesem, it was the Yom HaVest. In other words, she usually sees on Rosh Chodesh, and now it came out Rosh Chodesh, the time that she saw the Kesem, and within Me'es La'es, she saw Dam, so this lady could already see, could consider that the Riyah happened on Rosh Chodesh. So I saw the Shevet HaLevi wants to say that according to this Rashi, it should be that if a lady is staining already before, she could be, in such a case, be Choshesh to worry about Vestas from the time of the staining. L'maisa, the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch is klar, and he feels like this also, is that Avada ain't b'ksam mishum vest. Avada, there's no such thing that you can't consider, you don't consider b'chlach, you're not choshesh vest as b'chlach for ksamim. Even if she saw 3 times a kesem on the same exact day, Avada, you would not be choshesh. Besides for when an isha sees on an edapodic law, so then Avada, then it's considered like a riyah, but any time the tumah is only tumah de rabbanon, there's no halacha to be choshesh mishum vest. And besides, all the Rishonim here in the Gemara are all chodek on Rashi, and we never saw this chiddush that we should say that because the lady started staining before, we're going to consider b'negev that at some time that the period started was b'shas dekesem. So Tosfos learns a whole different halacha in the Gemara. Tosfos learns the question of the Gemara of Tzrichim Hefsek Taira or Ein Tzrichim Hefsek Taira is taka locally b'negei the sugya of Toile Kisma B'riyasa. The question is, in this halacha that Rebbe said that one can be Toile Kesem in the Riyah Me'es La'es, is that only true when she is Poisik B'Taira, means she was Mafsik Taira, she had a time that she didn't see between the Metzias HaKesem and the Shas HaKibus. And on that, the Gemara is pushing straight. That you see that when they bought Rebbe's din of Toile Kisma B'Riyasa, Rish Lakish says that it's only if she was Boidik, between the finding of the Kesem and the Shas Kibus, then she could say that the Kesem that was found had to do with the Riyah that happened later within Meis Leis. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, but Tosfos says Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that Avada, if she has to be Boidik some point from the time of the Kesem, from the time of the Kibus until the time of Metzias HaKesem. Just the Machlokes is if it has to be within Me'es Leis or not within Me'es Leis, but everybody's Moide that Be'etzim there has to be some kind of Bedika, which is a Chiddush, Pashtus the words of Rabbi Yochanan, Pishaloi Botka, doesn't sound like this. But either way, Tosfos says that that's the Tzushtel of the Gemara, that Tzrichim Hefsek Taira is, but again, this question of Toile Kisma B'Riyasa, and what we see over here is, that B'negea to when we can consider the Kesem a part of the Riyah, is only true if she was Boidik at some point between the time that she washed the Kibus, and the time in the Metzias HaKesem, she was Boidik, she found herself clean, so she knows really there was a time in between that she was clean. So now she could be Toile to say that the Kesem that she found had to do with the Riyah of later. The Rambam has a totally third different pshat, and it seems like the Taisa Rosh brings to him, and it may also a similar pshat. The Rambam seems to learn that the question of the Gemara of some tzrichim hefsek taira has to do with if we could consider a lady a zava gedoyla with finding a kesem three times, and it seems like the Rambam learns that even though from the sugya before we saw that a lady who found three ksamim could be considered a zava gedoyla, but this is only true if there was no hafsakas tahira between the ksamim. And this is the Rambam, we have to look in Perek Tes, from Hilchas Yisuri Biyah, from Halacha Tesvov, through Halacha Yud Zayin, and the Rambam goes through the whole thing, and he says that any time a lady sees, Haroya Kesem, a quote, Haroya Kesem, Acha Kach Ruah Sadam, Toyla Kisma Briyasa, Kol Me Isla Is, Ben Shabbatko, Atzo Be Is, Bumashem Otsa Kesem, Umotza Tor, Ben Shaloi Botko, In other words, the question of the Gemara is, putting together days for minyan zivus, and it seems like from the Rambam that the pshat and Rebbe of Toyla Kesem B'Riyasa is just this, even though she knows that she saw the Kesem the day before, but because she was placed with Tahir, and she saw afterwards that she was Tahir, and later the next day she saw, she doesn't count it as 2 days Benegeya becoming a Zavag Doyle, she counts the Kesem together with the Riyah. But a Kesem and a Kesem, two separate days, the only way that she could consider the one Kesem, that she could consider the Kesem separate days, is by me being placed with Tahir. But I'm sorry, if it's not a kesem and a kesem, if it was a riyah and a kesem, so then we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that apol pishaloi botko that she could be toiled a kesem and a riyah, so long that it happened me'es la'es. The Ravid is a long hasoga. He goes to ask on the Rambam that the Gemara doesn't clap according to this. What was if this is the question? The question was kesem to kesem. How did the Gemara bring from Toyla Kisma B'Riyasa, where there is a Riyah? So the Ravid says a whole different pshat. The Ravid says that the shail of the Gemara is on Ksamim, Tzrichim Hefsek Tairu, Loi Tzrichim Hefsek Tairu. The question is, do we say that a Isha who saw a Kesem, do we say that she needs to be Boidik every day, Shivan Akim, or is it enough to be Boidik Shoachas Bachroin like an Ida? And you see, there's another Ravid and a Rambam later. If you look at in Hilchas Yisur Rabia, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, over there also the Rambam writes that Ksamim, even Bizman Azeh, after Chumra de Rabzeiro, also Din Ksamim yields is all the ksamim that is the ksamim always the halacha is the count 7 days from the shasariya. Now the Ravid argues because he says that's mamish the shail of our gemara. The shail of our gemara is how do we look at a balas hakesem? Does she look? Do we look at her and say it's possible to say that you are zava al chumra de habzera, or do we not say that? And lemaisa the pshitas of the gemara is that we say that tzricha hefsek taira. L'maisa, it's also very difficult to understand what exactly the tzushtel is to the question machlokes reshlokes and Rabbi Yochanan. And he says upasha lemetavayu that the pshitas of the Gemara according to the Ravid is from both of them. The tzricha bedika filu kesem she toil beria. Even the case of the Gemara, which is a kesem that she could be toil on the ria, she needs a bedika. Even though the Riyah matzah lot loy mekalkel mafreya tuva mukavukam nekiyim beinon kishag samim, which is ubedika. Now it's interesting that lechayru we don't see anywhere from Rish Lakish that he's saying that you need to be boidik to have shivin nekiyim lafuki the bedika of hefsek taira. So it's not clear exactly in the Ravid how he himself was understanding the pshitas of the Gemara. The Ravid is similar in a way to the Shaila, the way he puts the Shaila down to the Rashba, which is what we started off, there's the Makar to the Halach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba learns the question of the Gemara is Avada talking about either Bizman Azeh or an Isha that saw a Kesem Bisha Zivus, where she's Choshesh for, in the case where she's Choshesh for Zivus. And the question of the Gemara is, how do we look at a Kesem? Do we think that she has a situation of a Mayan Pesuach? Or we say that she found something, it must have been something came out, but we're not Choshesh to think that right now she still has a Mayan Pesuach and she has to be Choshesh that she's going to still see as a Vayter. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Rashba continues to explain the Tzushtel to this question of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan if she's Toile Kisma Beriyasa, and he says that the question is, because if you would say that it was, if you would say it like Rish Lakish, that Ushabotka, that the only toilet, the kesem in the rear, if she's boidik later, the pshat is because if she's not boidik and finds herself tor, you would think that she, even if after she sees the kesem, she's still seeing. So we look at her as a roya. So if we look at her as a roya, so such a roya should also see lema freya and have to be choishish for lema freya, even from the shas mitzias a kesem. And Rabbi Yochanan argues on that. But still, even Rabbi Yochanan is only because he's Mekelin Tumas L'mafreya, but Avada, for normal Ksamim, the Aloch is going to be that Yechoshish, that there's a Mayan Pasuach, and because Yechoshish, there's a Mayan Pasuach, therefore, she needs a Hefsek Taira and Shivan Akim, just like a normal Roya. I was thinking that it could be, you could learn in the Gemara, similar to the way Tosfos learns in the question of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Chor will be a Pshitas also according to the Rashba. Because the question of the Gemara is, Ksom Tzrichim Hefsek Tairo Oiloi, the question is, do we consider her now as a Mayan Pesuach, or not a Mayan Pesuach? So, the Gemara tells Su, that there's a halach here, that you could be toile the Kesem, as a part of the Ria that happened later. Zog the Gemara, Omer Ashlokesh Vuh Shabotka. The way Tosfos explains that to me, Vuh Shabotka means that she was Boidik, before the Metzias HaKesem, in between the Metzias HaKesem and the Shas Kibus. So in other words, Rish Lakish is saying that the only time she could consider herself that she was a Mayan Sosom, and she was closed until close to the Riyah, is if she was Boidik and found herself closed at some point between the Kibus and the Shas Metzias HaKesem, so then she considers herself closed, until when she found the Kesem, which was a part of what the Psichas HaMayin, of what happened later. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if she was not Boidik before the Metzias HaKesem, in between the Kibus and the Metzias HaKesem, still she could consider herself that she would toile the Kesem in the Riyah, because she doesn't consider herself, she's becheskes mayin sasim, she's becheskes tahira, until she sees an actual riyah. So therefore, when she sees a riyah, and in the riyah she was open, so therefore, the kesem also, she consider herself that only opened up close to the riyah. But avada, everybody agrees, say Rish Lakish and say Rabbi Yochanan, maybe Rabbi Yochanan more so, that ksamim is considered a mayin psuach. And therefore, you're gonna only consider the Isha Becheskes Tahaira once she does a Bedikah, which confirms that she's a Mayan Sosim. You also see from Rish Lakish that with a Bedikah, she'll make herself a Mayan Sosim. Lemaisi, you find in the Paiskim, and Avkiminif, how we look at this, Bedika of a Hefsek Taira, that the whole Bedika is just to confirm that she has a Mayan Sosim, and it's not an Indian to see that she's not seeing at different times in the day, is an Afikamina. If Be'etzim Mitzad the Bedika, she needs a Bedika Schoen Restokim. It's a long sugi, but if you look in the Shas HaTshuvos Rabbi Akiva Egesim in Samach, you see that he gives it's an extreme situation where the Isha couldn't be Boidik in Chayim Stokim, that she should check all the way close to the Makor to see that in a way that she'll be able to check that a seed that's not coming out anymore, and it's Nisle Mayono, that will be considered what's necessary for Hefsik Taire. But in extreme situations, it always the Indian is that they make a Shailas Rav.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.